And good morning. Welcome in to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Today, the focus is on Manhattan City Commission, as they have a meeting tonight at 7 o'clock, a legislative meeting. And we are joined, as we are every couple weeks, by Mayor Yusha Reddy and City Manager Ron Fear. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
It is certainly a pleasure. Of course, it is election day, and we encourage people to get out and vote. Nothing as far as a city commission races, as we're on a off year for that, but I know what we were talking here before the program, very important that people get out and vote today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think there's just, and it's good that so many people did advance vote, so it's interesting. I haven't been out to see what lines look like, but you know, we already have a high percentage already voting, and it's going to be great that so many people have access to it now because of mail-in ballots and such. Yeah, it's going to be an exciting day and an exciting evening as well.
No doubt about it. Well, we'll get into some discussion on the election a little bit here later on. We've got a short agenda here tonight as well. We'll get into that. But I want to start with some good news here about sales tax receipts. And I haven't looked at the numbers yet, but I'm assuming they're positive here because they were last time. But sales tax receipts, I know, came in recently, Mr. Fear. And what can you tell us about that?
Sure. So Friday, we did announce our October receipts, which actually reflects mostly August sales. So just down a little bit from 2019 for the month. Still over, well over expectations. We had budgeted about $925,000, and we actually received about $53,000 more than that in the general fund. Overall, you know, I think it's showing that, you know, some sectors of our economy are good and others are lagging a bit, but definitely better than expectation. You know, and I think the state numbers that were announced were very similar, where they were much better than expected. I think about 6% above overall revenue estimates. One of the things that's been a highlight since the state started collecting more online sales tax last year, that number was up about 6%. About 30% for the state of Kansas. For us, we were somewhere, had about $281,000 in compensating use tax or collected from that. And that that equals numbers from pre-COVID that were good for us. Our highest one we've had so far has been about $348,000, which was a huge number that was in the August report reflecting June sales, which was really a big surprise for us. And really, it's that online, and we've seen a lot more online sales purchases during COVID. And so I think that's really helped us kind of hold our own, and certainly far better position than what we anticipated we'd be in back in April. So very pleased with that report, and hopeful that that will continue. I know one of it's easy for folks just to hit that online order. And even though we're collecting that out of state sales tax, there's still local businesses and retailers and restaurants that are struggling. And so a lot of them have put on online platforms themselves. And so as you're doing your holiday shopping, it would be great if you would check with our local businesses first.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And, you know, I know it wasn't long ago when a lot of municipalities had trouble collecting some of that online sales tax, but how big is that now that you have that in place, being able to collect that and not having that money go elsewhere, I suppose?
Yeah, it's been huge, just because, you know, it has the online purchases, especially out of state, and some of them, very few of them we collected on. I think, as I recall, the Secretary of Revenue registered you know, several hundred thousand new businesses that had never collected or reported sales taxes from online sales. So that's been a significant impact for our community as well as the state during this period of time where there's been more online purchases.
All right. Well, with those numbers that you spoke about being down just slightly here from last year, as you get into the final months here of 2020, what do you expect here? You know, given everything that's changed here, you know, K-State games are at, 25% capacity, so you got a lot less traffic going in that way. Do you expect this last quarter to be a down quarter?
It'll be interesting to see. It's usually our strongest quarter. Mainly because of some of the things that you've indicated. Now, keep in mind that we're lagging, so even the December report that we get will mainly reflect this October sales. So, you know, one of the things that we might be more surprised by next year is, you know, if more of the students are gone for that extended break after Thanksgiving and before school starts back up at the end of January. So, that might impact things a little bit from what our traditional history is. So, you know, based on what's been happening and the surprises we've had, I think this last quarter will be okay. But I anticipate it'll likely be down a little bit. It's probably that starting quarter of next year, which reflects more of the actual sales activity during November, December, that will likely be down a little bit.
Okay. Let's get to a caller here. We have our first caller of the program, and it's one of our regulars. Let's get to him. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you very kindly. The sun is always shining in Manhattan, Kansas, because we've got such a good staff at City Hall. They keep things rolling. A question about your platforms downtown. I hear they've been a great success so far. Pretty good idea. My question is, how does that affect the situation where you read in the paper where people are picked up for having an open container in public on city property? As I understand, they can serve alcohol on those. Did we have to change an ordinance to do that, or are we going to not enforce the ordinance and give these students tickets for having a beer, or the military people that serve our country for having a beer or being out on the street with a beer? This is the 21st century. If we want to keep attracting people here, some of them we don't need. We want to keep attracting people here. We need to catch up to date. And I just wonder what your comment is on that, and if there hasn't been a change, is there going to need to be a change? I'll calm down and listen to your answer. I know you'll have one. Thank you.
Well, appreciate the call. It's a good question, and the short answer is yes. We did have to adjust our regulations, and that was part of the action that the City Commission took. The action's a temporary one that allows it to go through the end of July. Surprisingly enough, the state of Kansas, which controls the bulk of those alcohol regulations, has made some changes over the last couple of years too. And so one of the things that we had to do is we have an agreement with each individual store, and then we had to pass legislation with a resolution by the City Commission that establishes that zone. Now, traditionally what we've done is we've allowed more sidewalk type dining where you could, the adjacent business can kind of fence off or rope off an area for outdoor seating on the sidewalk next to their business, which the commission has done too. And actually, there's two restaurants on the agenda tonight for that purpose. But we had to expand that area even further into the parking area where those decks are, and then declare the spaces leading to the deck, as well as the deck itself, as an area that it's legal to serve alcohol. And it authorizes that adjacent business that has that liquor license to transport that container into that platform and serve it in that platform area. So you're right. I mean, we've had a lot of discussion about, we've had special events with alcohol where we've temporarily identified an area like Blue Earth Plaza that allowed for the serving of alcohol, which traditionally has had to be a confined fenced area with a special perimeter put up. So you're right. I think we'll be talking about these type of things, especially as we have more types of festivals and special event. But we'll be the plan is to store those platforms over the winter. Looks like this week's going to be a good one, so get out and enjoy them, folks. But and then bring them back next spring, and we'll have to take similar action that we took this year to allow it to occur for a period of time.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back much more with Ron Fear and Yusha Reddy here from the City of Manhattan. And Focus continues after this on K-Man.